Good morning. A weak cold front passed through over the last 12 hours, and that brought a bit of a wind shift across parts of interior New York and New England, but really that was about it. Temperatures this morning starting in the 40s and some lower 50s, and behind the front, with a component of wind out of the north, will be about 5 or 6 degrees cooler than yesterday. Still, though, with plenty of sunshine, that puts us back into the lower to mid-60s on average, so all in all, not a bad afternoon weather-wise. Tonight, we'll watch a disturbance approach from the Midwest. It'll start out clear, but clouds will gradually increase from west to east during the overnight hours, and there's a good chance at a few showers breaking out by sunrise tomorrow morning. Overnight lows will be back into the lower 50s and even some upper 40s. During the day tomorrow, southerly wind component will help push temperatures back through the 50s and into the middle and upper 60s for highs, this despite abundant cloud cover. And as that storm system moves through, we'll have a good chance of showers, maybe some bursts of rain off and on during the day, and some rumbles of thunder in spots if enough instability builds up as this system passes by. We'll start a drying trend late tomorrow night and into early Saturday morning. Some cooler air will flow in behind this system as well, so a chilly start on Saturday. And despite a return to mostly sunny skies Saturday afternoon, high temperatures will be back into the middle and upper 50s. High pressure will dominate for the remainder of the holiday weekend with a nice warming trend on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s, and on Columbus Day, a mix of sun and clouds with a developing southwest wind pushing us up towards 70. Looks like the next chance of showers will not arrive until Tuesday with the next front pushing it back down into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms into the Rio Grande Valley in West Texas. With enough daytime heating, thunderstorm development is expected through the afternoon hours. Hail and locally severe wind gusts cannot be ruled out with these storms, but the main risk will be heavy rainfall and potential flooding. As a result, flood watches and warnings have been issued for most of southwest Texas and southeastern New Mexico, where heavy rainfall has already saturated the ground over the last couple of days. And the National Hurricane Center has issued its final advisory on Joaquin. Joaquin is now a post-tropical cyclone racing across the North Atlantic on its way toward Portugal over the next 5 days. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Naha Airport in Japan at 11 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Milan, Italy, at 7:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 25 degrees, with a northwest wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 3 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 42, 77% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.14 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extreme ran from a high of 97 degrees at Death Valley, Palm Springs, and Thermal, all in California, to a low of 20 at International Falls and Embarrass, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 70, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 52. The average temperature, 61, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still zero for the month of October, which is 83 hundredths of an inch below average. And 30.03 inches for the year, which is 25 hundredths of an inch below average. There were 4 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 74, that's 4 below average. And 118 for the season, which is 127 heating degree days below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 79, set in 2011 and in 1993. And the record low, 21, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 7 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:25 p.m. 11 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds tonight, with showers developing by morning and lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with increasing clouds and a chance of showers by morning and lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with the chance of showers by morning, and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers, perhaps a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder, mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny and much cooler Saturday in the middle to upper 50s. Milder on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds mid-60s. Breezy and mild Monday, partly to mostly sunny near 70. And another chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm in the 60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.